Hare Krishna. Here in New Vrajadam, and it's our first day of our fair, weekend fair. It's beautiful weather today. It's cool, sunny, a little cloudy. Not good for being on the beach, but good for being with the Hare Krishnas. And it promises to be similarly cool weather over the weekend. Hopefully it won't rain as it has been for the past few days. Right now it's not doing that. If you go to the articles, you'll see a little article. That's what's usually on articles, article and also a picture. And the article explains what the picture is, and I'll talk about it also because I found it to be so amazing. Keshav Bharti Maharaj sent it to me. The history is of a pregnant woman whose child has a certain sickness that needs to be operated on, in the absence of which it will die. And the child's 21 weeks old, and the doctor does an operation within the womb. During the operation, this picture shows how the child reaches out through the little hole where the doctor is made the incision and is doing the keyhole operation, from what I can understand, and holds the doctor's hand. The surgeon said it was the most emotional moment of his life. And it's very, very wonderful. I mean, you look at it, it's an extraordinary picture. And I put it up because it highlights a topic that Srila Prabhupada talked about so often and that we also talk about, sanctity of life within the womb, how living entities from the very beginning are alive, are conscious, contrary to what so-called some experts and scientists may say, and that to take a life in the womb is the greatest of all sins. Here we see the child is alive, it's moving, but not only that, and not only is it conscious, but it's actually showing emotion. It's showing what is the most fundamental and, in one sense, necessary human characteristic trait, which is gratefulness. Bhumi Devi says that I can tolerate any burden, but I cannot tolerate ungratefulness. I cannot tolerate a person who is ungrateful. We receive so many wonderful things, and sometimes we really fail to be grateful for the things that we receive and to those whom we receive things from. And here we see this little tiny baby, this 21-week-old baby who's just gone half his term in the womb of his mother, showing this kind of emotion. And how sinful is it? I mean, in our world today, people are expert in torturing each other, causing each other pain. They kill each other in so many different ways. But there's nothing as bad as a mother aborting her own child, which unfortunately takes place in millions and 100 million numbers annually in the world. When a living entity comes into this world, its first, immediate, only shelter is actually its mother. And the connection with the mother is so, so deep, so strong, that a baby identifies. Everyone knows that a baby, you put a baby cries, you can put it with 50 different women to keep crying. They put it with their mother and immediately will stop crying naturally. Here's another article that I read on BBC, and this was, I think it was in Indonesia or the Philippines, one of the two. Anyway, a couple had twins, and they were poor, so they could only pay for the hospital fee of one of the twins, and therefore the hospital would only give them back one of the children. They kept the other child. And by the time the parents got the money together for the other child, the hospital had given the child, I mean literally speaking, sold the child to someone else who came and paid and covered the delivery fees and all the other expenses that went along with having the child in the hospital. So it went to courts as to who is the real mother, and obviously little babies, even though they're twins, all babies look like each other. It's hard to tell who's who. But the judge accepted as evidence when the baby was given to his original mother, his biological mother, it immediately drank her breast milk. Now he immediately accepted that this is direct evidence. The baby knows who its mother is. So children have such a close, intimate connection with their mothers. It's such a sacred link. Therefore, until they see, mature, start making connection with the rest of the world, develop relationships even with their father, what to speak of other people, for children, their mothers are everything. And to have this person who's your everything then actually be responsible for killing you, for putting you under the knife, it's a unforgivable sin. It's an unforgivable offense. And for that, those mothers who do things like that, those doctors who perform abortions, the governments who finance it, the people who promote it, the so-called experts who say that it's all right because there's no life there, all of these people really suffer, will suffer terribly and will suffer terribly. And along with things like animal slaughter, cow slaughter, and so many other sins of the world, we're not going to list them all. Certainly, this abortion ranks it's a real cause of unlimited inauspiciousness in the world. Certainly, one of the things, if we ever were in charge of government, we would stop abortion. We cannot do such things. Anyway, but on the positive side, here is something very, very wonderful that really gives us a real confirmation that not only are these living entities, not only are these babies in the womb alive, but they're very, very much feeling, and they're very much showing their feelings, and they're ready to communicate with us if we're ready to listen to them, rather than thinking of different ways of how we can be free from them in order to continue enjoying sex life without the responsibility of sex life, namely having children. And it's probably, I put it there for both devotee's own personal benefit and possibly something that you may also want to mention, not necessarily show to someone else. What an extraordinary thing. Hare Krishna.